Begin the next sugya. One thing I began briefly, and we'll go into that in greater detail, is machlokas between Rishonim, sure that I will not eat for a week. If that is a Shuah Shav or not, when we get back to Shuah Shav on the Mishnah of Chavtes, we'll finish that off. But right now, we are on Daf Chav Hei. The Gemara says, She'ezrog tzror le'yam, shelo ezrog. I'll throw a stone into the ocean. Okay, I won't throw a stone into the ocean. Itmar, shur she'zorak ploni tzror le'yam. He threw a rock into the ocean. Shelo tzorak, rava amachayev. Shmuel amapoto, rava amachayev. Isa belavahem. Shmuel Apoto, lesa belahaba. I can't have a shvua about the future. So-and-so will throw a rock into the ocean. So-and-so won't throw it. It's nothing that I can control. So the question is, Isa belahaba or lesa belahaba? Says Rashi, Yisrog ploni, olo yisrog, ein zeshuas bito, ela shua shav, shein ploni b'shuso lizrog, velo lizrog. I cannot, it's out of my control. Anything that's out of my control, doesn't mean whether it's physically out of my control, if I say, sha'ala rakia, I'll fly up to the moon. But even something I can't control, whether so-and-so is going to throw a rock into the ocean or not, I can't control it. Also shvur shav. Lema bepluktad Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva come here forgive. Etnan Rabbi Shmuel omenu chayav ela ala osid lovo shenema lahora lehetiv. Omel Rabbi Kiva imkein ein li ala dvorm sheyesh min haro avatova. Dvorm sheyem min haro avatova min ayim. Omel omri ha-kosev. Omel omri ba-kosev lakach, riba kosev lakach. Rav, maybe Rav agrees with Rabbi Kiva, and Shmuel says Rabbi Shmuel. No, I leave Rabbi Shmuel. There's no such thing as lav, as on of our nothing to talk about. But according to Rabbi Kiva, Rav to Rabbi Kiva, Shmuel Omar, Kailo Machai, Rabbi Kiva, Hotsum, Shova, El Mosulis, Belabo, Machai, Rabbi Kiva, Shova, Media, Les Belabo, Lo. No. Okay. Lame of a Plukta, the Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Seir, Rabbana, Kamiflagi. The Rav and Shmuel, is it the same as Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Seir, or not? Non, Lishbala, Vatla, Samitzvah, Lo, Bittel, Potter. Why is he potter? So it doesn't say. The kaimas a mizloki and potter. Show your bedin, show chayev. Kidur Rabbi Rabbim Seira, don't Rabbi Rabbim Seira. Mam ho shushaino mushba oleo mehasinai. Hari hu chayev oleo, mitzvah shamushba oleo mehasinai. Din shu chayev oleo. Please, I'll leave the Rabbana. Shmuel, Karabana, Rav, Kilom, Chai, Rabbana, Belav, Hendech, Sivar, Lehate, Behedja. Lahaba, Lushova, Meruba, the cross, Osamachai. You want to include that in the Reboot? No, you can't. Masa Rav Hamnuna. Okay, very, very straightforward Gemara. Lo Achalti Hayom. Lo hinachti tefillin hayom. Mashbiacha ani va'ama amen. I mashbiya you. I'll say, I didn't eat anything today. I didn't put on tefillin today. And the person says, Amashbiyu, and he answered, Amen. Chayef. Bishlama. And he says, Lo achalti hayom. He said, Belo ochel, I won't eat. He said, Belo hainachtim, he said, Belo aniach. That means if a person says lo aniach tefillin hayom, it's not chal. Why not? Vatal samitzvah. What do you see from here? It's a chiyuv to put on tefillin every day. We discussed that in the past. What is mitzvah tefillin? So some people say it's mitzvah tzmidis, I have to wear it all day. And the reason we don't is because of gufnarking. I'd say no mitzvah to wear it continually. Okay. But if no mitzvah to wear it continually, when is there a mitzvah? Once in a lifetime, once a week, once a year, every day. Rabbeinu Yonah, Yisona Yira, says, if a person doesn't put on tefillin, he's mevatel over 300 mitzvahs essay every year. What do you see from Rabbeinu Yonah? Where do you get this number? You have to put on once a year, be one mitzvah essay. The mitzvah every day, but doesn't include Shabbos and Yontif. So, doesn't include Shabbos and Yontif, so it's erich, a little more than, a little around 300 mitzvahs essay every year. Shabbos is on Yontif, whatever. So you see, there's a mitzvah every day. Here, lo aniach tefillin hayom is a mitzvah levatel as a mitzvah. So what do you see from the Gemara? Either it's a mitzvah tmidi, or it's a mitzvah once a day, at least once a day. Number one. Or you could say something else. When I put on tefillin, it's certainly a mitzvah. So if you say mitzvah levatel reshus, is also levato, so it's levato reshus. But if you say mitzvah levato reshus is chal, so you have to say it's a mitzvah at least once a day. That's what comes out of this Gemara.
It's a
major Gemara. Lohar Lehetiv is talking about what? It's telling you that there's no Shvua. Telling you there's no Chiyuv Korban, there will be Chiyuv Malkus. According to Ramban, I understand this Gemara very well. What is the Gemara telling me? The Gemara is telling me that everything is Bal Yachal, and Bal Yachal splits between Korban and Malkus. I understand that very well. So if I say, when Shmuel says, I need Bal Habo, it's Lohar Lehetiv. And that's talking about Malkus. Now talking about Korban. But the Malkus of Bayachal, Laura has nothing to do with Laura Lehetiv. Very, very clear Gemara. Okay, but if you say like the Rambam, that Los Yishovu Bishmila Shek is the Machai of Korban, what is Laura Lehetiv? Now, Ovar is only Los Hashavu Bishmila Sheker. There's no Bayachal on. So Lahar Lehetiv tells me what? There's no Korban, but there is Malkus for Los Hashavu Bishmila Sheker. Yeah, that's what it's saying in this Gemara. So that means when the Gemara says, the Gemara talks on in the Nedarim Daf Tes Zayin, Chad Mitri Lav or Chad Mitri Korban. Lav means Bayachal. That means Mechel Hu Lechavse Shemayim gets you out of Bayachal completely, but it doesn't get you out of Lo Tishavu Bishmila Shaker. Or Lehetiv tells me Lo Tishavu Bishmila Shaker, there is no carbon about. Doesn't tell me anything about the Malka Lo Tishavu Bishmila Shaker. That's how the Rambam is going to have to put those two, our two Gemaras together. Next. Of course, it's Malka Lo Tishavu Bishmila Shaker. According to the Rambam, the whole question is that Malka for Bayachal in a Shvua. Ovar is only Lo Tishavu Bishmila Shaker, right? Only. And Ovar is Malkus. Lo achalti hayom, lo achalti yasmo. Certainly malchus for lo shav b'shmila shaker. We learn that out, ki lo yinak Hashem. Okay. Now we get into the really, what, speak a little louder, what? What? It goes, where are we going? There's a Shusha Ovar. So on the Shusha Ovar comes along Shmuel and says it has to be Lahabo, right? Okay. Why? Lahar Lahaytiv tells me just as Lavahen, Ovar has to be Habo, Habo has to be, okay. And that is, that all comes out of what? Lahar Lahaytiv, right? Okay. The Gemara says, Lo achalti hayom. Okay. So the Gemara says, Lo hinachti tefillin hayom. So, what does Lo hinachti tefillin hayom tell me? That it's not levatel, it's a mitzvah, because I'm talking about the Ovar, right? But it's not below aniach tefillin. So the Gemara says, Ein achanami. Lo achalti hayom is what? I get it out of Laura Lahait, that only tells me about carbon. Now we're only within the low sase of what? Of Lo Tishavu Bishmila Shaker. Okay, so it says, but you will get Malkus, even though we learned it out from Laura Lahait. Laura Lahait tells me only Lagabe carbon, not Lagabe Malkus. So that means there will be an Aveira of Lo Tishavu Bishmila Shaker in Ovar, which is not possible a Habo, but there will not be a carbon, right? So it says, Lohar Lahaytiv doesn't cancel out Lo Tishavu Bishmila Shaker. What does it do? It cancels out the carbon of Lo Tishavu Bishmila Shaker. Correct? Matzav Rava. Ezehu Shua Shov. Lashanos is Hayadu Alodom. Vamal Omer Shel Evan Shahu Shel Zohov. Vama Ulavu Shanikal Gimel Bnei Adam. Time it in Nick, although Nick over Mishum Shuas Bito Amayo in a. It will be. This Omer of Evan will become Zohov. Evan does not turn into Zohov. Was a Mephorak, Lanikir over Mishum Shuas Shov. Lo nikar over mishum shua sheker. Okay. Says Rashi. Hu nikar shlosh bnei odom shekva yodu shlosh bnei also omer shush 11 hu da havi shua shav the midi di yodu beg tlos bnei odom having a force. It's well known. Now, does it mean will be no well known, or that itself is well known? If you take a look in the Rambam, the Rambam had a flaw here. Unique, hey. Perk, hey, hello, of bets.
Dover Yadu Eitzel Chachamim Baalei Seichel Umadu, Shashem Ish Gedolim and Oretz Meyev Eshivim Palmim. Certain scientific fact that all people who know, highly educated people in astronomy, know the sun is 170 times the volume, the radius, the diameter, whatever it is, of the earth. Okay. Nishbechem in Am, Sheshem Jolam in Oretz, and Elohim Shum Shuashov, Shadova Kenu. Ain dovah ze goliv yuadah l'kol ha'om elegdoi chanavon bovad. Chayv elam kein nishbal dovah she goliv yuadua l'shlosh b'nei odim eshar ha'om o ish shehu ish ve'even shehu even. It's not known to three people that already is well known. It is known in part of the general population. And when we talk about three people, if three people know something about general knowledge, we can assume the general population will know it. He gets that. Where did the Rambam get that from? Halacha of Lashon Hara. Talking Lashon Hara about things that are well known. What is it? It's not Lashon Hara. It's well known already. Why? The Gemara says Chavra Chavra Slay. Everyone talks about it to other people. So when it's talking about human beings, people like to talk about it. But just general facts. Let's say I have some omud pillar holding up a building, and I paint it beautiful paint that looks wooden. It's actually stone painted very nicely. The Rambam says that, so Rashi says, and three people know about it. Rashi says it's mefursim already. It's mefursim. Three people. It's well known. Rambam says, I'm not sure the Rambam would agree with that. Let's see what the Rambam talks about, Gimel B'nai Adam, before that. He says, Dover Shagol Yodua Leshloshim Ne Odim Meshar Ha'om. People in general. Apparently, people in general talk about a lot of things. He assumed people talk about everything. There's nothing to talk about, so they talk about everything. Okay. Now we get to Har Gemara. Umodurav, Vomel Chavero, Shushani, Yodul Chaedus. Now, here we get to a whole different topic. Let's take a look at the Gemara Memtesomid Beis. The Mishnah. See where the Aleph is a Mishpat near Mitzvah. It says Potter right afterwards. Hey Chan Shori, I go up to you and says, I gave you a pikadon. You took my shor. Where's my shor? Amalo, he says, in Yodea Mata Soch. I don't know what you're talking about. He doesn't say it broke its leg. It doesn't say anything. I don't know what you're talking about. So the Gemara says, so what is the Gemara says? Ein yodea matosoch. What happened to him? Who Shemes died. O Nishbar broke its leg. O Nishba was captured. O Nigna was stolen. O Neved was lost. Mashbi acha ani v'oma amen. I want you to take a shvua that you don't know what I'm talking about. And he said, amen. Chayev. Chayev. Chayev what? Shuas HaDayonim, Shuas HaPikodin, Shuas HaBitoy. So the Gemara says like this. Hey Chanshori, Amalo, and Yodea Matasach? I don't know what you're talking about. Am Rav Achulam Patur Mishuas Shomer V'chayov Mishum Shuas Bitoy. Shmuel Am Av Patur Mishuas Bitoy. Vameka Miflagi. Shmuel Sova Lesa B'Laba. I won't know what you're talking about, no. Rav Sova Isa B'Laba Hen. Ivo Gabor Chodes Nimna. They already talked about this once. So why do we need a second Machlokas? Tzrich Yesh Min Boho. Baha kama rav, mishum denav shikam ishtaba. He, zorak ploni liyam, I swore by myself. Vel bahana, hach beidine, mishtabi le, eim amodi le, le shmuel, you have to have isa bela habo. Okay. Midi Mishabilim Modul Shmuel Kidravami. No, the Amar Ravami, Rami says, Kol Shua Shahad Dayona Mashbin also, any Shua that Dayona Mashbia, any Chayov Malel Mishum Shua's Bitui. That, let's say I go into best and someone asks me for 100, I answer 50. So what is that? That is Shvus HaDayonim. So Shvus HaDayonim is Chayev like Shvus HaPikon. Rambam says every Shvus HaDayonim is Shvus HaPikon. What is Shvus HaPikonim? You owe me money. I do not owe you money. I swear I do not owe you money. Shuas HaPikot. What do you bring? Keren, Chomesh, Korban. And the Korban is an Asham Gzelos, not a Korban Chatos, that's Olav Yoreh. So what does Rav Ami say? Kol Shuas HaDayonim HaMishbino, so in Chayom HaLam Mishum Shuas Bid. Yim abaha, abaha kamachmo, abahach, aim a modulator the rav tzrich, goof omravami, because shush and damashmo also, aim a mashmo shuas bitu. Shinemo nevesh ki si shova lavate besisai. Mayatsmo. Yomeresh lokish, kimishtamish barba lishonas, idilmo el doha, ablazom a kulum ptur mishuas a shomer, hayom mishmo shuas a bitu. Chut mene yodea ma'at ha-soch, the show gnevi ha-vedi no se-soch ha-be-soch, shuhu chayim shari kafrom ma'on. What does this say? This says that any time I deny money, I'm chayim shvus ha-pikot. What is shvus ha-pikot? Gzeil al yedei shvua. And it doesn't, and since we're not talking about a korban chatos, that's olav yoreh, we're talking about an asham gzelos, so it doesn't have the criteria of lavan. Now, here, Rav Ami told us an important halacha. Rav Ami told us halacha that Kol Shvuah Shadayon HaMashbin also, there is no Shvuah's Bitoy. Take a look at Ram Perches Hilcha Shvuah's, Halacha Vav. Perches Hilcha Shvuah's. Halacha Zayin, let's begin Halacha Zayin. Atavea Chaveru B'mamon, Shem Hoda Bo Yiyya Chayev L'Shalem, V'Kofa V'Nishba O Shishbu Bezdin, V'Kar V'Zanipa Chayev V'Shvuah's HaPikodin. If I ask you money and you deny it, the chayav ishua to be gotten, even though you didn't swear and didn't answer on me. Shekfiyaso achashbio hatoveya kaniya some. I have to say afterwards, but I don't owe you money. That's a shvur. I don't need all my. Tavu mama, shem yodolo yoma kein adova lo yachayev shalim. Let's say he asks him for money, that he's not gonna. If he is mode, he's not gonna have to pay like knas, etc. Part of mishuas habikon v'chayev mishuas beitoy. Any time you fail the criteria of shuas habikon, you pick up shuas beitoy. And they're very different. One's Karen V'chomesh and Oshem. One is a Chatos. So Karka, I asked for Karka. There's no Shuas HaDeyonim on Karka. No Shuas Pekon on Karka. So Yochayev Shuas Bitoy. The Torah took Shuas Bitoy out in the case of Gzeilus Momar HaYedei Shua, removed it from the parasha of Shuas Bitoy. And made it into Shuas HaPikon. Okay, now, the Gemara says that about Shuas HaPikon. What is Shuas HaEdes? I go up to Yaakov Spiro, and I say, Yaakov, you owe me money. So if I may Yaakov swear, Yaakov says, I don't owe you money. I must be a gun. That's Shuas HaPikon. If I go up to David Klotzman, I say, David, you are an aide that he broke the windows in my house and he owes me the $1,000 that the windows cost. And you say, and then he odeh l'chaydus. That is Shuas. And David Klotzman would tell me, I don't know aides, and it turns out he did. That is a Shuas HaPikon. I have it to your smaman. I have it to your smaman. You are an aide, and you swear that you don't know aides, and that you do know aides. So that is a Shuas HaEdes. Now, so we have a klal in Shuas HaPikon that the Gemara says, that if you fail the criteria of Shuas HaPikon, you become a Shuas HaEdes. If you take a look in the Rambam, Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, Hatovei Eidov Lohoyed Lo Eidu Shiyishchayv Anidba Beidusan Lovato, that if you ask them to be made, and they would, if they would be made, that the person will become chayav. So he has to, and I make him swear. So it's a Shuas HaEdes, says the Rambam. Tetz halacha yud gimel. To be a Shuas HaEdes, you have 10 criteria. Now the biggest difference between Shuas HaEdes and Shuas Bitoy is Shuas HaEdes yachayv even for a mezid. Even for Mason. The 10 criteria. What are the 10 criteria? I have to be the one asking. Has been Eidus Mammon, it's Metaltalim, and by, if you're Moda, you're going to be Chayav to pay. That has to be after the Tfiyah of the Tovea, the Kfir has to be in Bezdin. Okay. Now, let's say one of these 10 criteria fail. Komokim shamarnu potem b'shuas eidus, avu chaya b'shuas bitoy, u shenishba, u sheona omen, im ishbiyo acha, sharei nishba la sheke. Avu chuyu b'shuas eidus, shenishba la sheke, vav b'shu meizit, chaya b'shum shuas bitoy, elim b'shum shuas eidus bovad. Okay. You know a chaya b'shuas bitoy, you chaya b'shuas eidus. Sharei had Torah hotzi mishuas seder. Torah took it out of shuas seder. Mishuas bitoy. Chayim meizid ben bishogeg bekorban lo b'malchus. Okay, but if you do not swear shorts, but if you do not, I'm not going to fulfill the criteria. So then it's a chshuas bitoy. This is not a Gemara anywhere at all. Where did he pick it up from? So if you take a look at the Radvaz Nekesef Mishnah, the Rambam did as follows, and we'll have to see how this goes through the Gemara, but everyone agrees with it. The Gemara says that if Shuas HaBikadon fails and is not Shuas HaBikadon, then it becomes Shuas Bitoy. Rambam just said it. Plug in Shuas HaBikadon, plug out and put in Shuas Bitoy. So, very simple. The Gemara doesn't take that step. The Rambam took that step by himself. Now let's see the Gemara here. Shurash Aini Shani Yodel Choed, says Rashi.
I do know edus.
If I take Rashi simply, at this point of the Gemara, if it fails to be Shuas, if I say Eneni Yodei L'Chayedus, and I don't fill all the criteria, it's not a Kfir of a Bezdin, but Shuas Habitu is not going to be. It'll be just floating around. And it'll be different than the Rambam. At this stage of Rashi. Yodati v'lo yodati machlokas. Rav Shmuel disa b'lav ahen, v'laz b'lav ahen, d'nish b'alavata l'asam mitzvah hu. Yodati v'lo yodati machlokas, lav hain v'shvus ha'edus. D'mar k'on sh'en u'tzorch achshom lo se'edus. Okay. Let's see. If you take a look in the Rimi Gash says different. Rimi Gash says, it's not Balahaba, I will know edus for you, I will not know edus for you. Not in my control, I don't want to have anything to do with you. But by accident, I saw someone smash the windows of your house. Okay, it happened. I can't control what facts I will know in the future. Since I can't control what facts I'll know in the future, it's out of my control. And if I say, Shua she'eda l'cho'edos, I will know, maybe yes, maybe no. If it's out of my control, it's a shof. Rashi doesn't say that. It's levatos ha-mitzvah. Now, what is the mitzvah? Take a look in the Rambam Hilchos Eidos. Where did I do with it? I did something with it. No. Aleph. Hilchos Eidos, Yesh Becholon Shmona Mitzvos. Shalosh Mitzvos Esei. What are they? Shlohoyed Bebezdin, Lemish Yodea Lo Eidos. Made in Bezdin, if I know Eidos. Ho Eid Mitzvah Lohoyed, it's a Mitzvos Esei. לא היה בבזן בכל עדר שיודע, בין עדר שיחייב בו בחבר, ובין עדר שיזכהו בו. והוא שיט ואין לו הועד בדיני מועמרס. אז בדיני מועמרס, and I have to tell you, I want you to swear for me. I want you to be made for me in bezin. That is the mitzvah. We already discussed, what about if I say, I will make it my effort not to know any eidus for you in the future. So, could be I'm a vatal mitzvah reshus, or could be because of lo sam lo dam reyecha. If I know something's about to happen, that you're going to lose money, and I can save you the money by looking at the facts, I hear someone say, we're going to smash all the windows in his house. So you figure, wait a second. Let me get my friend. Together we'll take a look at it, so we'll be able to make an investment. And the person said, no, I'm not going to do that. What has he been over on? There's no chiv to know edus. When I edus the chiv to say it best, it could be lo sam. I told before lo sam al dam reyacha. No, you're going to lose money, and I can help you not lose money. So, not only mitzvahs shus could be I'm a chiv, but that's why Rashi could be saying. Nishbalavata. Rimigash. I'm not sure. That since the mitzvah is only when he asks me, if he doesn't ask me, there's no mitzvah. What about Lo Samar Al Dam Reyachon? I'm not sure. Yodati v'lo yodati machlokas lav hainu shuos ha'edus. The Ma'ariv goes, shenet tzorch achzor lo ha'edus. Okay. Shani yodeh l'chei d'shkach d'lo yodah d'poto ho v'lesa b'chlau. She'eni yodeh. It's not lav ha'en. Ha'edus. Okay. Yudati v'lo yudati machlokas, ha'ati v'lo ha'ati machlokas. Bishlam is Shmuel. Domen milsa lesa v'lo ha'bo, lo machayev v'lo edush. Okay, we'll stop here, early shir. Why? Be very careful going through Gemara straight out. Before you even look at the Rif, see first his Talmud, the Rimigash. A very complicated Shakla Vataria. After finish the Rimigash, go to the Rif, and then he has Pshat he's rejecting, Pshat he's accepting. He talks a very, very, very great length. Okay. Till you get through the complicated details of this, I won't be able to say the Shir Mitz Hashem Bli Neder. Tomorrow we'll. Everyone will see this. We get a chakvatari inside. And pull out what we can, identify the ideas there, and then there's a lot of important ideas here.